Yeah, it's starting recording. Okay, first and most important question, which read do you play? No, just kidding. But would you tell us a little bit about your equipment you're using?
Yeah, I play an old Selmer Mark VI, 56,000. Or was it 53,000? I don't remember. It's 50s, in the 50,000s. It's one of the early Mark VIs. It's a gold-plated horn. I play a Freddie Gregory mouthpiece, 7-star, and I use the Ishimori saxophone reeds. They're called Woodstone, uh-huh. But they're manufactured by the Ishimori Company in Japan, in Tokyo, and they're the best reeds I've ever played.
Okay.
That's what I play.
So please tell me what it is that makes the saxophone so special to you. So why didn't you have become a guitar player or something like this?
I actually did become a guitar player first, and I gravitated gradually towards the saxophone because I was inspired by the great saxophone players in jazz, as in John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins and Dexter Gordon and Lester Young and Sonny Stitt, and just identified with that sound and felt like I could really express myself on that instrument.
You do a lot of composing. What do you think you're more? You're more a composer, more a saxophone player, or do you can't separate that?
They're very connected, and I would say it's about half and half. But, you know, every great jazz artist in history was a composer as well as a player and used their compositional skills to provide a vehicle for their playing and for their conception.
You're working a lot with young students. Many of your big band charts are played from those student big bands. You're writing very good etude books, a lot of your 14 jazz and funk etudes. So what is so interesting with working with this young and growing jazz musicians?
I love sharing information, and I love learning new things. So those are two big parts of teaching, you know, because, you know, you come in contact with young, energetic people that are really working hard at trying to learn about music. So, you know, you inevitably learn things that they're learning, and vice versa, you know. And in fact, a lot of what I learned came from older musicians who were generous enough to share that information with me. So I just love the exchange of ideas that takes place in, you know, teaching situations. And, you know, I've been doing it for a long time. I mean, most jazz musicians I know teach as a means of, you know, supplementing their activity and income. And it's something I've grown to really enjoy.
Okay, last question. What do you want to give all my readers, all the saxophone players on the way? Is there anything you want to say to all the saxophone players?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Visit my website.
Okay. Thank you very much for this interview, Bob.
You're very welcome.